U.S. President Donald Trump will be making a televised address to the nation in a few hours from now to defend his decision to push for a wall on the border with Mexico. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to declare a national emergency if the Congress tries to block his demand for $5.7 billion in funds for the construction of the wall.
Well, a national emergency because of the security of our country. Absolutely. No, we can do it. I haven't done it. I may do it. I may do it. But we can call a national emergency and build it very quickly. And it's another way of doing it. But if we can do it through a negotiated process, we're giving that a shot.
Meanwhile, urging the Democrats to negotiate to end the impasse, Vice President Mike Pence has argued that the U.S. is facing an undeniable crisis. While speaking to various media outlets, Pence did not rule out the possibility that Trump would declare a national emergency that could empower him to construct a border wall without congressional approval.
What I expect the president will do tonight is explain to the American people that we have a humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border. 60,000 people are now attempting to come into our country illegally every month. That's more than 2,000 a day. But what's unique about it, Hallie, and why the Washington Post has even called it a bona fide emergency, is because the vast majority of those people now are families and unaccompanied children, and it simply is overwhelming the ability of our Customs and Border Patrol to address it. And so the president will take those facts to the American people. He'll talk about the 17,000 people with criminal records that we've apprehended at our border. He'll explain the need not just to build a wall, which he's determined to do, but also to provide our border patrol with additional resources, humanitarian and medical assistance, new technology. But the Democrats need to come to the table and start negotiating. But tonight the president will take that case to the American people.
Well, the Democrats are in no mood to give in. Countering Trump's argument will be House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
If when every time President Trump throws a tantrum and demands he get his way unless the government will be shut down, it will create disaster. It will encourage his worst instincts, which are bad enough now. In March, we have the debt ceiling coming up. People go along with this, you know, nasty way of governing. Imagine what will happen when the debt ceiling occurs. Imagine what will happen when the March budget occurs. The government will unravel further than it has.
And now we have Simon Marks, a WeOn correspondent, joining us live from U.S. Capitol, Washington, D.C. Simon, thank you so much for taking time out. It's an important day in which the president of the United States of America is going to address one and all. What is your expectations going into this important event?
Well, look, he's going to be speaking in about 9.5 hours' time, and this is President Donald Trump returning to the same theme that he struck during America's midterm elections back in November, insisting that there is a crisis on America's southern border with Mexico, even though the president's critics and most independent observers do not, in fact, believe that there is anything approximating the security and humanitarian crisis that you heard Vice President Mike Pence there described. Now, President Trump says, and we heard him say it just a few moments ago, that he's got the power and the right to declare a national emergency and to move forward with the construction of that border wall that he wants to build along the U.S. border with Mexico without congressional approval. It is not clear at all that President Trump can get that through the courts. He would definitely face a legal challenge were he to announce in a few hours' time that he is declaring that national state of emergency, and it would also be a move that would delay the construction of any wall for years, because there would be all sorts of legal disputes over the land that the government would then try to seize in order to use it for building the wall that the president wants to see. But this is not just about the border wall. This is also, of course, about the government shutdown. Now in its 18th day here, with Democrats like Charles Schumer, and you heard him there suggest it, that there's no reason why President Trump needs to shut the government down. He could reopen it, continue the negotiations over this border wall, and you can't Shanghai the entire apparatus of the American government over what the Democrats are going to argue is a contained issue like border security. So we'll have to see what he says tonight. He's hoping to rally support around him, but patience, certainly among federal workers who are laid off without pay at the moment, and also among businesses, not just here in the Washington, D.C. region, but across America, that are suffering because of this government shutdown, patience is beginning to wear thin.
And also, this is a power play is in that sense, isn't it, Simon? Because Donald Trump wants to show the Democrats as to who runs the country, because the Democrats are high on the fact that there is a Nancy Pelosi and a Chuck Schumer who's going to give it back to Trump. But Trump is, in a sense, insisting upon this border wall out of nothing but sheer ego.
Well, look, I mean, this is Donald Trump confronting political reality in Washington, D.C., which has changed. It changed on January the 3rd when the Democrats took control of the House of Representatives. If you're president of the United States and you want to get things done, the American system says you have to have support from both houses of Congress, from the Senate and the House of Representatives. And Democrats in both bodies say they simply do not believe that it is worth spending $5 billion of American taxpayer money building a wall along America's southern border with Mexico. They don't believe that it is a strategy that is going to work, and they accuse senior figures within Donald Trump's inner circle, including his press secretary, Sarah Sanders, and also his Department of Homeland Security Director Kirstjen Nielsen, of lying to the American public just over the last few days when they have claimed that thousands of would-be terrorists have been detained by Customs and Border Patrol agents just in the course of the last few months. Those figures do not stand up to scrutiny. And so the Democrats say this is Donald Trump becoming a single-issue president, but holding the entire U.S. government hostage over that single issue. And they do not currently believe it is in their political interests to give him the money that he wants to spend building that wall.
Simon Marks, we are a correspondent joining us live from Washington, D.C. Thank you, Simon, as always, for being with us here on We On.